Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
To Dish Nation, everybody. Oh, yes, we are back. We are ready. We have so much stuff to talk about. We can't get to anything before we say what's up to our Georgia peaches there in Atlanta. Hey, everybody.
Peace of love.
What's
happening in Atlanta?
Now, you guys, we got to be on our best behavior because our friend Judge Lynn Toler is sitting with us here in L.A. So come on, we've got company.
Hi, Judge Lynn Toler.
Although she's here quite a bit, so it's
this is the only judge the brat's happy to see.
You had to add
he
that.
He did.
Yeah, he did. He just couldn't wait. Okay. Already said that, Frank.
Right back to the air, baby.
Rewind it.
That was too good.
He was doing his little test market there. All right, so later in the show. Later in the show, Nicole Kidman is a little bit embarrassed by her husband, Keith Urban. We're going to talk about that. Also, Kim and Kourtney Kardashian got into a little fight over candy, but it was somebody else who threw banana cream pudding at his loved one. It's a nutty story. But first, Brat, what you got?
Okay, y'all. So this weekend capped off the 50th annual Comic-Con, and there were tons of stars there. And of course, lots of casting news was dropped. So if you thought the Marvel Cinema... Oh, say ahead, Craig. If you thought the
Marvel Cinematic Universe.
If you thought that was done with Avengers Endgame, you are wrong. Natalie Portman will become the female Thor in Thor Love and Thunder. Thor loses his powers and Natalie's character has to pick up the hammer. And then you got Angelina Jolie. She'll be joining the MCU family in the film The Eternals, about a group of immortals on Earth. And Blade, yes, Blade, is getting a reboot with Oscar winner Mahershala Ali taking over for Wesley Snipes as Blade. What y'all think about that?
That's going to be dope. I'm excited about all of it.
Was the thing Blade just somebody black?
They probably wanted to stay with black on that one.
Because he was a black vampire dude.
So now you think they wanted a dark Blade.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear what I said? They cut
Oscar winning Mahershala Ali.
Oscar winner?
So he's worthy.
But I think Wesley Snipes should give him some tax tips. Case Blade does well and he's making lots of money. Paying taxes.
That's you messy. Right,
your taxes.
And is Blade still gonna have that kid and play fro going on?
Oh yeah, with the little cuts in it.
And then my Eddie Munster widow's peak.
Yeah.
We need all of it.
I hated that widow's peak, okay? Because you know, normally Dracula or whatever, they always have like a widow's peak.
Right.
But the little Afro widow peak was killing me, baby.
All right, so Hollywood lovebirds Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban are at it again with their, they do these public declarations of their love, which, you know, on one hand is kind of sweet.
Really?
And on another hand, you're like, I don't know, are you sharing too much?
Shut up.
See what you think about this. So Keith released a song a while back called Gemini, and the lyrics suggest that Nicole is a thundercat in the bedroom. So listen to this.
He's a maniac in the bed.
You're being called a maniac in the bed, Judge Toler?
I know better than to tell you.
By the way, she's been married over 30 years.
That means you are.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, she is certified, okay?
Okay. for me, if somebody's complimenting me, calling me a maniac in the bed, that's great, and a brainiac in the head, I'm not mad at that, but it is a big share. So when on a radio show recently, Nicole was asked what she thought of Keith being a little bit of a chatty Cathy about their private issues, and here's what she had to say.
Did you say to him, "What's what you say about me, darling?"
I don't censor his art if I can be amused for it.
Well, I gotta say, I mean, it's not like he said you're a dud in the bedroom.
Yeah,
well,
that's that'd be worse. Yeah. It is embarrassing, but also, at the same time, it's better than saying, "God, I'm so bored."
Yeah, starfish. Oh,
sick of it.
If y'all have ever seen Nicole Kidman sex scene, she's kind of a beast.
They all look
fine. Taraji P, they jump on you. You be like,
ha! You gotta be ready for it.
On you. Yeah.
Have y'all seen Big Little Lies?
Honey? I know.
Violent sex scene, then that make you be
she
like, well, damn.
Maybe I
need to get beat up or something.
Right.
So, Judge, have you seen a couple come in front of you and one complimented the other one so much in public that that's what actually broke them up because somebody else came in based off the knowledge?
This is divorce court. They're calling him Minute Man. Weak Willie.
Two of the Kardashian sisters got into an epic fight last night on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and it wasn't over a man, money, or even clothes. It was about candy for a kid's birthday party.
What?
Take a look.
There's no reason that you can't have the theme of the party and have treats that are... It's Candyland. There's plenty of things, of treats. You're like, dated. You're, like, in the past.
It's a Candyland theme party. Yes. That's like what the party is about, Candyland. It's not gluten-free land over here.
Can you say rich people problems?
So what do y'all think about this? I mean, so Courtney is really hardcore when it comes to wanting her kids to be healthy, et cetera. Do y'all think she's being too rigid? And, you know, just tell her, is there a compromise that could be there for the sisters?
I generally think that young folks are too, like, my kid can't touch dirt.
Yeah, right.
They used to throw me in the dirt.
Yeah.
And just say,
it's one day of the year. You can have 364 days of, hey, we eat pretty healthy. We're, you know, my kids eat pretty healthy. It's a birthday party.
They don't want to
the name is Candyland.
They don't get the kids sick or feed them chemicals. I remember when I was growing up, they used to have chicken pox parties where one kid had chicken pox and everybody came over to get it.
Yeah, which one?
Wow. Shut up.
Yeah.
This is crazy. What your kids supposed to have, like, agave crunchy lettuce wraps?
Everybody else having a great time. Their kids is eating cashews for Halloween.
Oh, these are great.
All right, y'all. Well, moving on. Looks like Atlanta rapper Young Dro is in big trouble, and apparently it's for weaponizing food.
What?
Judge, we're going to need your help on this one. Because called to the rapper's house after a food fight broke out between the rapper and his girlfriend. Allegedly, Young Dro was arrested for throwing, wait for it, y'all, plate of banana pudding at her.
What?
Ooh, I hope it wasn't Patti LaBelle banana pudding, because it's good. And
her sweet potato pie. Very good. Ooh, Walmart.
Yeah. And I guess the crime would be being wasteful. Now, due to this incident, the rapper's facing two counts of misdemeanor battery and family violence. Now, Judge Lynn, we need your opinion. Like, how much time should somebody get for weaponizing banana pudding?
Well, you know, I've had somebody in court in trial for weaponizing ice cream.
Mm-hmm. That is right. Frozen solid. That
the bowl and all.
Oh, see, that's what they get to do.
But technically, an assault is any unwelcome touching with anything. So.
Is that really like a hard food? It's like being in a pillow fight. You got hit with pudding.
Yeah, but it's the plate. If it's on a plate.
But action itself. It's not how much damage.
He went in. He wouldn't have got locked up with me because I would have caught all of that. There'd be no evidence. It'd have been all in my mouth.
His girlfriend doesn't want to press charges, but they arrested Young Dro anyway. So. How much time do you think he'll get, Judge?
None. I don't think he's going to get any. No. They were in a mutual combatant. They got to take somebody in because those are the rules. Yeah. Everybody says pick one. They usually pick, the dude usually says, I'll go, so she won't go.
Judge, so they're also keeping him in jail because he owes back child support. Now, my thing is,
allegedly,
why would they keep him in jail for back child support if he was arrested because of banana pudding?
Allegedly.
Because he's already have a warrant. If you arrest somebody and they got a warrant for something else, we can't let you go because you got a warrant.
Oh.
But he said
it's a clerical error.
So once you touch somebody with a warrant, well, it could be, but if the warrant is good, he's in jail.
Yeah.
So what we've learned is that you can't weaponize food or seasonings because that's salt.
No. Okay, Frank, I think we're out of time.
What Mary J. Blige said to this heckler at her Nashville concert. Be right back.
Dish Nation.
head crack. Now, you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation! Yay! Okay, if you go to a Mary J. Blige concert, she's going to need for you to understand that there will be no more drama in her dancery, okay?
Right.
The queen of hip-hop so took a moment during her Nashville concert to clap back at a heckler that allegedly yelled out to her to shut the f*** up. And she let them know, honey, she was not going to tolerate any disrespect. Take a look.
There's a million armies and soldiers of demons and negative and negativities and haters. They come in against me every day, and I'm just keep fighting. You know why? Because this is my life. You keep fighting for your life, for your husband, for your job, for your friend. Whatever you got that's yours, you keep fighting for it. You tell them haters to kiss your ass, period. And if you can see Mary J. Blige, don't give no f***. And for the person that's been here saying, Mary, shut the
So do y'all think she handled the heckler cool or no?
Yeah. No.
Oh, whatever. She did absolutely wonderful, darling.
People went to hear her sing, honey.
So the people shouldn't be there heckling her. They should shut the up and listen to her sing.
She needs to sing the whole time. They would have told her to shut the up. She was talking too much.
They are her fans at that concert. They supposed to want to hear anything Mary got to say. She telling them be strong, hold on, and giving them a positive message. You don't say shut the up.
Nobody ever told this boss to shut the fuck up.
Fuck up, Gary.
Okay, guys, it's time for
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
Monday, baby. Now, listen, honey. Usually, y'all, we like to do this at the end of the week, honey. Mm-hmm. But Basketball Wives star Miss Evelyn Lozada. Y'all know Miss Evelyn, don't y'all?
Yes,
baby, this girl got everybody on social media, honey, real thirsty, baby. Now, looking for a glass of water with her latest post. Take a look.
Okay.
Yes. Now, this is thirst trapping at its finest. Now, do you guys think she should show her assets off like this?
I absolutely feel like she should show whatever she wants. Because, look, she is a woman of a certain age. She has been working out. And literally from that shot alone, I see her thigh muscles, her stomach's on flat.
Hello?
Some things are sitting right. Yes. Yeah, show it off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. She looks amazing. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't call this thirst trapping. When you really look that good, to me, it ain't thirst trapping.
That's thirst
you
trapping,
just, you just fine and you showing what the hell you got. And if
right.
you got it, why not show it?
Yeah.
You don't have it like that forever.
It's kind of low-key thirst trapping because y'all don't notice, but that was actually a sandbox before she laid down. All that water.
She hated water.
The water came towards her. Like, it was dry. Like Mojave. All right, y'all, it's time for
Who Won the Weekend?
And we got to pop a bottle of Geritol one time for our favorite tea taste of game with the G.
Geritol.
Yes. With a side of depends. With a side of depends.
Yeah, he blinded the masses this weekend with his sequin suit as he accepted the International Trailblazer Award for Entertainment presented by Caesar and Krista Gator for J-A-B-Y.
Oh, wow.
How does it feel? You recognize my brother?
You know, it was really nice. When they told me I was going to get the award, I was like,
me? Me, bitch?
But, you know, I mean, it was really nice.
What was your speech, your thank you speech like?
I said something about Brad.
Oh, what?
Because they wanted, they go ask me, they said, well, where Brad? And I'm like, they not with me. I said,
and
Brad,
what you done said,
yeah,
Gary?
What you
Brad
said,
got
Gary?
On probation.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you want for entertainment. The shadiest bitch of them all.
So I got two awards now.
No, you done stole somebody else's?
Well, yeah.
You held head cracks for a long time, and he didn't know he had one sitting on your mantle because you was displaying it like it was yours.
I didn't know I had it, so I was like, hey, that's nice. They said they were sending me one, too. Next day, it's coming.
It's yours. Wow. Okay, guys, coming up, Cardi B got tatted in the name of love. We'll tell you all about this and more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, tattoo your name on it then, so you know it's real. Cardi B got a new tattoo, or possibly it's just the first time that we're seeing it. Mm-hmm. And child, it is huge. It's a tat of Offset's name on the back of her leg.
Ow!
Offset recently posted the photo of his bae tat with the caption, "Can't wait to get home."
That tattoo, like, it hurt on the back of the leg right there. Like, that's some true dedication.
She should have did it, like, right in the crease, so if they break up, she could just kind of just, you know, just always just fold her legs.
Meet the next guy, keep her arm like this.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? If it was me, though, girl, I would, honey, I would make sure the person really loved me. I would make them tattoo my name on their sex organ.
On the actual thing?
Now, why would you want to do that?
Yeah. Make sure your ass love me. Because if you go in there, somebody else, ain't no other woman going to want you going up in there with somebody's name on it.
Well, it'd be dark. You can't really see. When it's dark, you can't see.
This is going to be threesomes like you, him, Gary, and on the inside. It's weird.
It's weird.
All right, man. Moving on. Former housewife of Atlanta, Kim Zolciak, and her family reportedly kicked off a Delta flight to Atlanta over the weekend. And before you panic, the flight was on the ground still. It was because apparently the kids was acting up. Now, Kim's oldest daughter, Brielle, tweeted the experience saying, "Tommy at gate 27, Delta LAX just kicked my whole family off the flight to ATL because we were waiting on my dad with our service dog to finish going through security, and KJ and Cash started crying because they thought we left them, and Kai was literally and kicked us off."
But you know what? I feel like, honestly, I feel sorry for them. And I'm going to say why. I feel like these stewardess and people who work at the airport, they be targeting these celebrities.
Exactly.
Like, they just wait on you to say anything that they can act like is rude. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to mess with you and kick you off the plane.
But here's the thing. Like, have you ever been on a plane where there was just too many kids just acting up wild and screaming, and you want them to put the kid in the overhead compartment?
I like to know what's going on the plane, though.
You do?
Yes, because it makes me more comfortable. You know, because, you know, I'm already nervous flying.
You'd be thinking, like, God wouldn't kill them children. This plane ain't gonna go down. He would never kill a whole family.
Oh, my God. Wow. All right, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
That's right. If you're looking for something that will help you create voluminous, smooth, and straight hair, then you will love this curling iron right here. It has the technology to create smooth, straight styles and a ceramic-coated barrel that will help instantly style that long hair, make it lasting and bouncy with all the good curls or beachy waves.
I am obsessed. So it can do straight wand and a twist?
Girl, yes, Portia, honey.
How does it work?
A simple twist to the left. You can straighten your hair by gliding it through the ceramic flat sections of the plaits. A twist to the right, and the Ampla Styler creates bouncy curls with the traditional clip curling iron option. And for beach waves, you can simply wrap your hair around the ceramic barrel.
Girl, how much is it?
Well, the Cash Beauty Ampla Styler 3-in-1 curling and styling iron has been seen as high as $70. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $19.
What?
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
After the break, Heidi Frank and Judge Lynn are back and find out who Lenny Kravitz says is like a brother to him.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, we all know Lenny Kravitz is an enormous rock star, but not just for his music. He is a rock star in real life, too. He recently spoke to England's The Times about his ex, Lisa Bonet, and her husband. Do you know who it is?
Jason Momoa.
Oh, your buddy. And here's what Lenny Kravitz said about Jason Momoa. Quote, "Our families are blended. I love her husband. He's like a brother to me."
People need to take notes.
Right.
Because most people never figure that out. They stay mad for no reason. Hey, what's going on in their house ain't got nothing to do with what's going on at your house. So you might as well be cool.
It's easier to be cool because Jason Momoa is like a super stud. So it's like, okay, my marriage to, you know, Lisa Bonet didn't work out, but look what she is with now. So I'm like, it almost like raises you to another level. If their new husband or new wife was just hideous, it's like, wait a second, I must be a horrible person.
You come at everything from the weirdest angle.
Yeah.
I never know where he's headed.
Right.
And when he gets there, I'm still shocked.
I did actually meet him last week, got a picture together, and I posted on my Instagram, named the movie that me and Jason are going to star in.
How ugly did you feel next to him? Just be honest.
Well, the number one choice was Jason and the Invisible Man. I'm like, wait, what?
Well, Judge Lynn Toler, we love when you stop by.
I love being here. My family.
All right. Well, she's fun when she's here. She's also fun to watch on Divorce Court. So what? Check that out every single weekday. Check your local listings. Thanks, Judge.
Thank you.
Yay. Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.